5 mayoral candidates participated in the second televised debate ahead of the June 7th primary. The candidates addressed several challenges in Los Angeles. Homelessness was a focus. Former Congresswoman Karen Bass, a Democrat in the race, says there are currently 40,000 homeless people on the streets of Los Angeles. She says, as mayor, she would house 15,000 of them on day one, and the means to do so are there.
Because there is money from the state, there's money from the federal government. We need to expedite the process. We need to have everything expedited. If you are going to build affordable housing on day one, I would appoint a chief. That person would report directly to me. I would access the resources that I have within the federal government and the state government. That housing chief would bring together all of the department heads, and we would make sure that this is the number one problem because it is a public health and a public safety emergency.
Mike Feuer, the city attorney for Los Angeles, says currently there is nobody in charge of an emergency plan to address the homelessness crisis. He outlines his own plan if he were to be elected as mayor.
That's the thing about this race. Experience counts. Other things, I want to change our street engagement strategies. We should be saying to people experiencing homelessness, the streets are dangerous for you. It's no place for you to live. We have a place for you, but there's going to be a choice date.
Feuer explains that a choice date means a homeless person would be informed that they need to vacate the streets and accept help by a certain date to keep the streets safe for the public. Billionaire Rick Caruso, a former Republican who turned independent and turned Democrat, says homelessness is a matter of economics.
I think it breaks everybody's heart when you see people that are at or below the poverty line. And one of the biggest problems we have with homelessness is there's so many people that are on the verge of becoming homeless, and we have to figure out a way to stop that. The difference between those that have and don't have is not acceptable. You have to attack it with education. You have to attack it with creating jobs and opportunities in the city. You have to support small businesses so that they hire and not fire.
Los Angeles City Council member and former state senator Kevin De Leon says he's been homeless and is already taking action on the issue.
I built more housing opportunities in Los Angeles for our unhoused neighbors in the past year. I built the largest tiny home village in the United States of America, and I brought over $700 million in my No Place Like Home to the city of Los Angeles. The bottom line is this, is if we can build football stadiums and basketball arenas, we as sure as hell can build housing for our unhoused neighbors. I'm not a talker, I'm a doer.
Former police officer and current city council member Joe Buscaino says Los Angeles has enabled homelessness. But in his district, he's reduced homelessness and has a plan to do so for the entire city. That includes a camping ban.
Activate the emergency response center because we have an emergency crisis where we're going to be dealing with this crisis 24/7 instead of 9 to 5. And at the same time, we are going to build enough interim beds. My plan is to give the city council within the first 60 days a plan of 9,000 immediate shelter beds, and at the same time move on a no camping law citywide. We have to have both.
Candidates say other programs are necessary, such as people who are trained in mental health and drug addiction. All candidates are registered Democrats. Voters take to the polls on June 7th. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.